From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Right-wing lawmaker Iván Duque won Colombia's presidential election Sunday, promising to rewrite the government's 2016 peace agreement with former FARC rebels. Duque defeated leftist former guerrilla and ex-mayor of Bogotá Gustavo Petro 54-42% in Sunday's second and final round of voting. Duque promised a more business-friendly environment for Colombia's struggling economy. Guatemala has ended its search for the nearly 200 people missing since a volcano erupted earlier this month. Officials have confirmed the deaths of 110 people in the eruption of the Fuego volcano. Fuego is about 44 kilometers southwest of the capital, Guatemala City, and is close to the city of Antigua, which is a popular tourist destination. People on Hawaii's Big Island are being warned to stay indoors and keep windows closed after another eruption early Sunday of the Kilauea volcano generated a massive ash plume. Germany has stumbled and Brazil is struggling during Sunday's World Cup action. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Germany's World Cup title defense began with an upset as Irving Lozano's 35th-minute goal gave Mexico a 1-0 victory to open Group F play Sunday in Russia. Lozano's counterattack goal beat German keeper Manuel Neuer in the penalty area to hand the 2014 Cup winners their first opening match loss since 1982. In Group E, Switzerland played Brazil to a 1-1 draw after Steven Zuber's 50th-minute equalizer. Serbia beat Croatia 1-0 on Alexander Kolarov's 56th-minute tally. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is VOA News. On Father's Day, Sunday, a group of Democratic members of Congress from New Jersey and New York met with immigration detainees separated from their children. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The lawmakers say they spent more than an hour trying to get into the Elizabeth Contract Detention Facility. Congressman Jerry Nadler says they were eventually able to speak with five ICE detainees who were stopped at the border, separated from their children, and sent to New Jersey.
We have heard of children being physically pulled from the arms of their parents.
The congressman says Democrats will introduce legislation to stop the family separation policy.
These are the misdeeds of an administration speaking in our name that appears to lack a moral compass.
Nadler says the fathers he spoke with in detention are seeking asylum. I'm Julie Walker.
The Aquarius, a Doctors Without Borders vessel that rescued hundreds of migrants off Libya's coast last week and was refused harbor by Italy and Malta, docked in Spain on Sunday. The ship had been accompanied by two Italian vessels. The migrants were greeted in Valencia with a big welcome home sign in various languages. The migrants include 450 adult men and 80 women. Seven of the women are pregnant. There were also 11 children under the age of 13 and 89 adolescents. National security concerns are likely to result in a Chinese telecom giant being blocked from a major 5G mobile wireless project in Australia. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Australia's The Financial Review is reporting that Huawei will be stopped from helping to develop the next-generation mobile phone network. The newspaper says that intelligence agencies are warning ministers in Canberra about the security implications of allowing a company with suspected links to the Chinese government to be involved in a project of such national importance. There's been no official comment from the Australian government, but the Federal Attorney General Christian Porter says laws are in place to ban companies from sensitive ventures. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And the top story of the hour, the right-wing lawmaker Iván Duque won Colombia's presidential election Sunday, defeating the ex-mayor of Bogotá, Gustavo Petro, 54-42% in Sunday's second and final round of voting. Duque cast his ballot Sunday, surrounded by his children. He said he wants to make changes to the peace deal to require former Marxist FARC rebels to serve prison time before entering politics. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.